everybody, and welcome back to another bonus edition of Block Party. This is Paranoia number 4, the final installment of our attempt at playing this role-playing game. I'm John, and Stefan's here too.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. Happy holidays.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's good. You did good.
Sure.
Yeah. As you know, as you've been listening, this is the 4th episode, so I'm sure you're familiar with everybody that we're playing with, Carla Ma, Raquel Belmonte, and Carlos Maza, and of course our faithful DM, Josh Burgle, are all here with us. And before we get into the show, since this is the last episode of Paranoia, I wanted to give all of our players a chance to plug what's going on in their lives. Everybody here is talented and has stuff going on, and we want everyone who's listening to know about it in case you're unfamiliar. So Carla, we'll start with you. Anything that you would like to plug?
Sure. Well, I don't really have anything actively going on right now, but if you want to follow me on the socials, you can on Instagram, Twitter, and Twitch at Carmady. That's C-A-R-M-A-H-D-E-E.
Excellent. There you go. Carla does Twitch stream. She may be getting back into that. Follow her and she'll tell you all about that as it's going on. Raquel, how about yourself? You live in Toronto now.
Hey guys. Yeah, correct. I live in Toronto now. I've completely changed. I'm a totally new person. No, I'm still a piece of trash. You can follow me on social media if you want. I don't think you want to though. So I'm not gonna, we'll avoid that. Nothing to plug. I'm in a McDonald's commercial right now, though, right. And I've only seen it air in Vancouver. So if you hear a familiar voice when you're watching a My McRewards commercial, just know it's your girl Rack giving you a little metaphorical kiss on the cheek and wiping McNugget sauce off your face. I talk too much.
Did you have to do the, sign the NDA where you're not allowed to like talk about McDonald's in public for a year?
Oh no, I signed something, but I hope it didn't say that. That's all I talked about.
Cause I did, I did a live stream for McDonald's like 3 years ago and I was not allowed to tweet about, talk about, or
you had to delete all your old tweets about McDonald's, complimentary ones.
Yes.
And they were pretty much all complimentary.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. They were like, oh yeah, we saw you have a tweet where you're like, McDonald's chicken nuggets are the fucking best. And they were like, yeah, you got to delete that.
Wow. We don't use the F word at McDonald's.
Exactly.
Oh, they better. Okay, so if you're McDonald's, definitely don't look at my socials. Mine's like, I want to fuck a chicken nugget. No, that's gross. That's stupid. But that's what mine would have said. Anyhow, that's funny. I hope I'm allowed.
You probably are.
I think your paperwork.
Well, I think the thing they were going for with me was that they were having me play like a character. Like I wasn't like John Cullen live streaming for McDonald's. I was like a different guy. So I think they just wanted me to be some sort of like amorphous guy that has like no personality or whatever. And it's just like, oh, he doesn't acknowledge McDonald's. Or
he doesn't acknowledge McDonald's.
I don't acknowledge it. Yeah. I'm just a guy beamed down from space to be on this McDonald's live stream. So anyway, there you go. Follow Raquel on Twitter and Instagram. You're RackCity5, I believe.
I am. Thank you for remembering. RackCity5. Hey,
no. No problem. Carlos, anything that you would like to plug?
Yeah, I'm really excited, actually. I just got hired as chief legal advisor for McDonald's Incorporated. And I did this for breach of contract around your big NDA.
I was Mick joking.
You are Mick under arrest.
Mick, no. Sorry.
I'm going to read you your McRanda rights.
Oh, no.
I'm going to jail.
Gosh. I'm a YouTuber. I make deranged political video essays on YouTube. You can look me up by just searching my name, Carlos Maza, M-A-Z-A, on YouTube and scrolling past all of the stuff accusing me of being an authoritarian fascist because that's my grandma posting and not me. So find my account and then you'll see mine.
Perfect. There you go. And you can follow Carlos on Twitter at GayWonk.
Yep.
And Josh Burgle, our faithful DM. Your turn. Anything you'd like to plug?
Sure. Fox in the Forest, a game I designed, is available. Stores everywhere. It also just came out on Android and iOS and Steam, so you can search for it on those platforms. Really cool version. You can play against a computer or against other people, you know, if you have friends, which would be nice. So yeah, take a look at that. I mean, I do have Twitter, but I don't recommend a follow there. It's very boring.
It's yeah, your game is great, and I play it. I play it often, and it's wonderful. So yeah, if you haven't played Fox in the Forest, check it out. And now that it's on mobile, very easy to do. Yep. Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you all four of you for joining us on this crazy adventure. It's been super fun, and we're not done. We're just about to get going on our last adventure, and I'm very excited for it. And so, in order to get going, I will pass it over to our dungeon master, our game master, Josh Burgle, to remind us where we were last time we left off with Paranoia 3 and set the stage for this final, I wanted to say countdown, but that's not real. This final adventure. Go ahead, Josh.
All right. When we last left the party, you were standing in a residential block that was the place that you were directed to on your mission. There's strange goings on that you were not told what they were. But you have arrived. The floor was malfunctioning in a very strange way. There were lots of bright lights that were changing rapidly on the floor, which is a big problem in Alpha Complex because colors indicate where you were permitted to be based on the class system that is in Alpha Complex. So we unfortunately lost one version of Champ when he stepped out on the floor and was not on the correct color. So Boulder sent down the little robot Pebble to go investigate. Many explosions and banged on things later, the floor has shifted now to read Death to the Computer in very bright colors. And that is maybe the most treasonous thing that you could say in Alpha Complex. So when we last left, that floor had just switched over. That was where we had left things. And the party was standing there, either aghast or delighted at the treasonous message that was now being displayed on the floor. And that's what the party's going to try to deal with now. So, and just as a reminder, in case anyone has forgotten, there are now two Kyle cheeseburgers standing around, not one. So if you're wondering why Stefan's doing multiple things at the same time, that's because, unfortunately, he now controls multiple characters in this thing. So.
Yeah, and they're both definitely going to stay alive for like a long time, probably the whole episode.
So. Yeah, no, yeah. Definitely. Yeah, that based on your track record, I'd say that's a lock.
Yeah, you're currently dying at 1.5 characters per episode clip. So
I expect so that we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so I guess we'll start with Boulder, since it was you who sent Pebble down. So I guess you see the floor shift. Kind of what's your immediate reaction to that?
I think I immediately assume that Pebble has done this, and then, like a protective parent who realizes that their kid committed a crime, I'm like, we should cover this up. Do we have a tarp or something or a blanket we could put at least to cover the death part?
So looking around, there's couches and things. Like, again, think of kind of the crappiest dorm you've ever been in or the crappiest hotel you've ever been in. There's like some really sad threadbare furniture. It's all upholstered in black because it was all originally infrared down here. So, you know, picture the type of couch that gets left out in front of a house with a free sign on it that no one will take. And there's probably several of those around here. So you could...
Right. I'm dragging one of the ugly couches over the word death. I don't know how much it covers it, but I think my panicked parent response is, this is fine, daddy will make it better, and covers the word death. So it just says to the computer.
Hey, okay. To the computer. Cheers.
Okay, so Boulder is rearranging the furniture here to try to hide the evidence of this crime. Anyone else can help him with that, or what are the rest of you doing?
Oh, I'm going to help out. Dodger sees what Boulder is doing and looks over at the table of goodies and goes, I got a solution. Everybody look up. And she pushes over the two ranch fountains sitting on the table to spell over the words.
Right. Got it. Yeah. So now the death portion is covered in shitty couches and even worse ranch dressing. So I guess probably no one's going to want to look at it at this point. So even if it's not perfectly concealed, aesthetically, it is so displeasing that probably no one's going to look at it at this point. So I will say
accomplished. Let's pack it up, team. Let's head back to, headquarters.
We did it.
Kyle number eight. Kyle number eight goes to start eating some of the ranch dressing.
God, oh my God.
which uncovers part of the message.
Great. Thank you, Kyle. So helpful as always. So let's see here. Can I get a roll to see how well you deal with eating the ranch dressing, which had been sitting out for an unknown length of time?
Okay. I didn't really consider that, but yeah.
It's a little warm.
It was also in a fountain, which feels like not a great system for
this might be because it's an online die and maybe they're like unluckier, but I did just roll a two.
A two.
Yeah.
So Kyle has very high endurance because I think you have to be in order to survive in the fast food review game. But so you're not going to die from the lukewarm ranch that you ate off the floor. But Kyle number eight is retching in the corner now. So until future notice, he's out of action, just absolutely puking his guts all over the place. He did recover the death part, though.
With
excellent.
Puke?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Great cover-up job.
Oh, my God. Ranch dressing, ugly couches, and puke. This reminds me of the after party in my Easton fight back in 73.
So at this point, Pebble is going to roll back up to you. He's gonna sort of wave across to the floor and sort of pipe up. Did I do good?
What did you do, my sweet summer child? What did you press down there?
Well, there are some guys down there. They seemed pretty cool, so I helped them out rewiring some things.
Okay. I just want you to know that my love for you is not based off of your accomplishments. You just deserve it because you are my child. And I turn to the room and say, never again. We have to go kill those guys, I think. I think those guys are the problem.
Okay. So Pebble kind of shows you where the service stairs are. So he went down the stairs to the basement of this place in order to find these folks.
Do you guys think this is our impossible mission, that we got to kill these guys?
They sound like traitors.
I mean, they do, but I'm scared a little bit.
You're scared? How are you scared, champ?
Look, I'll be honest. I'm not who I said I was this whole time. I mean, I am a boxing champ, but I'm not as tough as I seem to be. And now that we're on the precipice of perhaps solving this impossible mission, I just don't know if I can do it.
Okay, you can stay up here.
All right, cool. Sounds good. I'll be up here. No, I'm kidding. I'm coming. I'll be fine. I'm coming with you. You don't tell me what to do, you little puke, literally.
Well, no, that's the other guy. That's not me. I didn't eat the ranch dressing. So.
Oh, right. You're Kyle Cheeseburger 7 now?
You know what? I want to show you how much stronger I am than that Kyle Cheeseburger. Oh, no. So I'm going to prove how much stronger I am by eating the ranch dressing and not puking.
Oh no.
Oh. All right.
I'll be honest. This seems like a really bad idea, kid.
Hey, 17.
So Kyle 7 showing intestinal fortitude that Kyle 8 can only dream of just houses handfuls of floor ranch to no apparent ill effect. Honestly, you can't help but be a little awed by the performance just watching it. This is someone. You may not like it, but this is what peak performance looks like.
And I'm going so hard, I accidentally scooted a little bit of the puke, and I'm still going. It's totally fine.
Yeah. Oh. No, that, I mean, that I don't know that that's materially any different than the ranch. So, yeah, it just grim. And now it looks like the computer. So I'm not sure if that's the message you want to convey.
I'm not sure it's not. the computer. Happy with this compromise. Can I say our one prompt before we started recording was stick to the plot, and we've had two roles for ranch in the first place.
I mean, in fairness, I did specifically direct that at Stefan. And he didn't listen to me. So what can you do? What else is new? You know, in the same way that you parent Pebble, I have to parent Stefan. And that's fair. And it just doesn't work out sometimes, but you love him because he's your son.
And there's two of me as well. So.
Yeah. Again, I want to apologize to everyone for that. I feel like maybe that wasn't the wisest bit that I've ever done.
I think Boulder wants to pull Champ aside and just say, you know, you just admitting that you're scared right now shows a kind of vulnerability and introspection that I really didn't expect from you. And even over the short time that we've been working together, I've really seen a lot of growth in your character arc. And it would just be awful if something really tragic happened to all of us right now. Anyway, let's go downstairs. Like, grab the lamp, get a combat position, and start charging downstairs towards where Pebble pointed.
Can little sexy Mikey have a little word with Champ for real? Just like a hot sec. Yeah. Hey, Champ, I know we don't really talk much. In fact, whenever you look at me, you don't even like look at me. You can just kind of look past me. However, I do want to say, I've got something for you if you want to feel a little bit more confident. I got whatever you want. Sexy Mikey opened up his very low cut overalls open, and he's got like the drugs he has all just like dangling. I did this myself. I sold them in like this. I had time.
Why do you think I'm always looking past you? You always got your tits out.
I know, but they're good tits. And in fact, these tits could save you. I've got like 20 little guns attached to my body. Why don't you look at them as tiny little guns attached to my body instead of nips?
Because you keep calling them your nips. I think that's most of it.
I think I'm the problem. And I think you helping me discover that, I could help in return by protecting you. I'll stand in front of you, tits out, a-blazing. And you'll be okay. Wow. But I do think you should take something if you look, I'll do it with you.
Look,
which drug you want to do?
I don't know what you think I am, some kind of hippie. But I mean, I am feeling a little low. I've never taken a drug before. So this, I mean, it seems like there's no better time than now, I guess.
Beautiful. Here is, oh, Josh, can I choose any drug, or is there like a specific one I have that's like, I should use?
Out. You've got an assortment. You're the happiness officer of the team. You've got all kinds of things to enhance happiness.
Let's do blow. Mountains of it. That one I keep on this side. My little sexy Mikey pulls out this like, well, you know those Ziploc bags, like the big ones, but they're like a step bigger than that. Like they're like, oh, where do you find these? That's what you say when you keep that size. Yeah, let's do a bunch of blow.
What? You're gonna blow? What does that mean?
Oh, no. You're gonna blow. And then you might, whatever you want to do with that, you do with that. But
what are you talking about?
I don't know. You're gonna D the computer.
You gotta D the computer after this, bud.
I only D'd the computer one time, but I was hard on my luck. I'd lost 3 fights in a row. It was a totally different time back then. You know, you can't really judge me for that.
So it like in this time, little sexy Mikey, let's imagine little sexy Mikey has like really long fingernails, like really nice, kind of like the ones I have now. And he just like puts like a little like a pinky in the bag and just shoves it up. Champ's nose. Exactly.
Oh my God, what's happening right now?
You're gonna feel so good and confident. Come on, guys. You guys want? No. Pretend I never said that. Let's go. Let's continue. What are we doing here still?
So Boulder was headed down the stairs. It sounds like, well, some of the party is now feeling great. So Mikey, Champ, you're feeling very, let's go with energetic. So are you gonna follow Boulder down the stairs?
Oh, I'm going to follow Boulder side by side.
All right.
Yeah, I have now pulled Boulder in for a one-on-one. just like he did for me, I've now pulled him in. So Durr, yeah, I think it's a great idea. I think we should definitely go downstairs. I think there's going to be a couple guys down there and it's going to be crazy. But you know what? Honestly, I think it's a fine idea because I got these two boxing gloves and look, okay, these boxing gloves are crazy. I used to wear these back in the day and they give me this super punch power and like, it'll be totally fine because I'll take out the first guy. Then maybe you get the second guy. I don't know. Look, I mean, where's Pebble? I mean, he could get one of the guys too. I mean, I don't even know how many guys there are down there, but look, I'm ready to rock. I mean, I'm fucking ready to rock. Does anyone ever tell you that you fucking rock? You're the fucking best, man. You're unbelievable. You're just been fucking leading this thing and you got the fucking baby robot and this shit's fucking crazy, man. Kyle Cheeseburger, fuck you, man, you little fucking prick. I fucking hate that guy. That guy's a fucking piece of shit. But you know what, Durr? You're fucking rock.
What about me? What about the other Kyle Cheeseburger?
I don't give a fuck about him either. I don't give a shit about both of y'all. I'll punch both of you in your fucking faces. You guys want to go? You guys want to go right now? I'll fucking warm up. I'll have a warm up fight with you two right now. Anyway, Durr, you're kicking ass. We're going to kick ass. Let's go. This is unbelievable.
Durr, unaware of the drugs that have been used, is convinced he's made his first real friend and is like, thanks, man. I really appreciate that. I wasn't expecting it. I've been kind of self-doubting myself because it's just a hard mission and Pebble doesn't really listen, but it means a lot coming from you. I think there's always something between us that I feel like I've really connected with you on a kind of metaphysical basis. So that means a lot to you. Where are you going? And I'm like, following.
We have definitely followed him down the hallway. We have definitely connected. We are totally connected. And honestly, self-doubt, that's just shit made up by the computer, man. That's just fucking made up by the computer, dude. Self-doubt. They just fucking make it up. It's not even real, man. It's not even fucking real.
I can't wait to get lunch with you tomorrow and have the same energy come tomorrow, too.
Oh, I'm going to have this energy for the rest of my life, man.
Great.
Are you kidding me? Yes.
That may be true, actually, given the lifespan of these folks. Dodger, what are you up to? Are you falling down the stairs?
Dodger keeps looking at the mess because she realizes... Ah, no. I can't just leave a mess here. I wouldn't be doing my job as the hygiene officer. This is terrible. But then she kind of looks at the paint kind of coming through and realizes that it's made like the rainbow color. So she wants to get a sample of it and maybe inspect it further.
Yeah, you can probably collect a sample pretty easily.
Okay. She just gets a sample and she kind of looks at it and she kind of yells down to Durr. Durr! I think we need to follow a lead. We need to figure out where this paint came from.
I think, you don't think it came from downstairs?
What?
Sorry.
It came from downstairs?
I think it came from downstairs. It's just a vibe.
Oh, gosh, Durr. How do you trust your gut so well?
Honestly, I feel like there's always been a kind of connection between you and me. And we've really always, I'm screaming this, by the way. We always really understand each other. And I just feel like whatever's down there, it'll be better to face it together because I'll have your back and you'll have mine.
This whole time. That's wild. And then Dodger slips down like the stair banisters to join the rest of them. Wow, why were we yelling that whole time? Boy,
and let's check in with our Kyles here.
One of them I think is just finished puking.
Yeah, that's right.
One of them is just finished eating some of the ranch and the puke.
Correct.
Both of our belt marquee things say, I am the real Kyle. Actually, one of them says, I'm the real Kyle. One of them says, no, I'm the real Kyle. And you know what? We're ready to go downstairs. We've eaten the ranch. We've eaten the puke. We've puked. There's nothing else for us here in this room. So I think it's time to head downstairs.
You've climbed every mountain in this room. Okay.
Exactly.
So down the stairs you go. These are service stairs. You know, it's bare concrete and metal rails. Pebble leads you down actually three flights to one of the sub-basements and then points to just a generic looking metal door that just says maintenance on it. Says that the guys were behind that door.
You guys ever feel like your eyes are sweating?
You'll have something for that.
Oh, no.
I can't take any more. I don't think I can take any more, but maybe I can. Maybe that's like the best idea you've ever had.
No, it's a different drug. One in two doctors say you can mix drugs. Here we go.
One in two?
One in two. I consulted with two doctors. One was real. One was my brother, who is also a huge problem. Anyway, here we go. Mikey gives Champ. Why do I want to call him Coach? Mikey gives Champ something for his sweaty eyes. Let's call that drug MDMA.
Okay, sure. Can I get a quick endurance roll from Champ just to see how you're feeling?
Two.
Not great.
Gonna work.
So I'm going to say, given the amount of cocaine that you did, that that's probably still kind of the dominant effect. But feel a little queasy. Not awesome, but still pretty wound up. So meanwhile, you hear a lot of shouting from behind the door.
All right. I think in another world, Boulder's impulse would be to ask his rat friends to scope things out. He looks at his party of his closest friends who he now trusts implicitly and knows that whatever happens, they'll have my back. And I think he just gives them all a nod, looks at Pebble, says, "Let's fuck shit up," and then kicks the door open and just rushes in blindly to what's going on.
Great.
I love that.
So, wow.
What you see is it looks sort of like a warehouse. Or maybe once was a warehouse. There's crates and boxes and things stored toward the side. In the center of the room, someone has set up a crappy conference table, like those, you know, folding banquet tables are set up, and some crappy folding chairs. There's a lot of extremely bearded people sitting around here, like big, full on like Russian revolutionary beards, the men and the women alike. arguing very loudly about mostly doctrine stuff. Like, as you come in, there's an extremely heated argument about whether or not a revolution of the blues has to proceed before a dictatorship of the infrared can take place, versus whether or not we can just go to continuous revolution and go straight to the dictatorship of the infrared. These sort of doctrinaire arguments are, they tend to be very vociferous and honestly, they don't even notice as you all go in, except for
it's a fucking Brooklyn DSA meeting, isn't it? Just like 15 officers screaming about bullshit with each other for 10 hours.
That's right. You know, it's all historical materialism versus,
oh, no. I run back out. <Like this. laughs>
And, there is one person who does notice you. So you burst in, the door clangs open, you all rush in, you're bristling with weaponry and the smell of old ranch. And there's someone by the door that's clearly there to greet folks, looks you all up and down, and begins just slapping fake beards on everyone. So the assumption is that you're here to join the meeting. You all have just giant, fake, bushy beards now as well. And he just gestures you towards the table. The fact that you came in all raging like that doesn't seem to have fazed this person. Apparently that's not uncommon at these sorts of meetings.
Yeah. Man, what this is crazy. This beard is insane. Like, they just came in, they just attached this beard to my face. Holy shit, this beard feels fucking good. This beard feels really, really good. Are you guys touching these? Holy, I don't think I've ever touched my face for this long before, but this beard.
I give him gum. I'm like, water bottle and gum. Give him 30 minutes.
So you can make out, by the way, that at least some of these folks are part of the People's Glorious Committee for the Acceleration of the People's Revolutionary Council of the People. They apparently have a disagreement with the People's Glorious Committee for the Acceleration of the People's Council of Revolution of the People. So that's what's going on here.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's me, Kyle. And then the second Kyle says the same thing.
You're not getting a lot of attention from these folks. They're really focused on yelling about the the specifics of revolutionary doctrine at each other. So you're not getting much attention from the crowd down here.
I know how to get their attention. This is the only way to get their attention. I'm going to take my shoe off and bang it on the table.
That's a good one.
That'll work.
Yeah. So they recognize that universal signal, and there's a little bit of quiet. A bunch of bearded faces all turn towards you, and they wait for what you have to say, what nugget of wisdom you're going to provide this meeting.
Ladies, gentlemen, comrades, Boulder has something he would like to say to you.
Thanks, Kyle. I'll swivel over to Boulder.
Thanks, Kyle. First of all, love the facial hair. Really working for me. I feel the urge to call you all coach for some reason right now. I don't know what that is. I'll process that later. Second of all, just between us, scruff friends, that the message just to the computer upstairs, was that us?
They sort of look puzzled and were like, there's a quick whispered discussion, and one of them pipes up and says that certain parts of the committee, and then he glares at some other folks, are willing to claim that that's praxis.
What is the definition of praxis?
Thank you.
At that, someone begins speaking and saying, well, praxis is the process, and then someone else hits him with a folding chair, and a full-on brawl just begins spreading among the folks.
How will we ever know what praxis means? Are we part of this brawl?
You can be if you want. You want to get in there and punch some commies, go for it.
Only you guys do.
Oh, yeah. Hey, let me in there. Let me in there. Punching commies? Oh, my God. This reminds me of that big fight I had in St. Petersburg back in 1981. It was me versus Ivan Drago. It was crazy. It was an unbelievable fight. And I kicked his ass, if I remember. But honestly, if he was here right now, I probably would just hug him. Because he was pretty big and strong. And God, and I mean, you guys like, are you guys, like music? Are you guys hearing that right now? I'm kind of like hearing music, and then some guy punches me in the face because I got really into it, and then I rear back with my boxing glove and I go to punch him.
Yeah, so I guess a question for everyone: like, if you're gonna brawl, like you can brawl. Like they're not out for blood; they're more out for kind of scoring points among their fellow communist buddies. So there's a lot of grabbing of clothing. There's a lot of like people getting wrestled to the ground. There's a lot of yelling, but there's not a lot of like actual earnest like attempts at bloodshed here. So if you want to go with that kind of brawl, you certainly can. If you want to try to, you know, bust people up more, just
yeah,
let me know.
I'm punching the one guy, like for real.
All right.
I'm on a lot of coke right now. So
will it break this adventure if we decide to light shit up right now and start killing people?
No, absolutely not. Feel free.
Cool. I think we should all describe our like pre-battle poses, Charlie's Angel styles. And then yes. I think all these fuckers are communists, whether they believe in praxis or not. They're all traitors. Every one of them's got their heads have to roll.
Okay. So John, go ahead and make an attack first, because I think you throw the first punch there.
Okay, so before I do that, my power pose is that I turn to Kyle Cheeseburger's chest cam, and I start doing like the thing that every boxer does in a preview for a fight, where I just start like punching the camera, like I'm doing that's my Charlie's Angel style power pose.
Kyle feels sort of attacked and wants to defend himself.
Shut the fuck up, nerd.
Okay.
And then Kyle's like, Kyle says, he's like, oh, are you attacking me right now? And I'm like, no. And I say, shut the fuck up, nerd. And then I turn towards the guy I'm about to punch.
All right.
And then I'm raring back to punch now. And I'm rolling a 18.
Oof. Yeah. So that guy goes down absolutely out cold, broken nose, just completely unconscious. He is out of the fight. A couple of the other communists here, they sort of see that and are aghast. And one of them says, hey, I think these guys are for real. And at that point, we're going to enter combat for real. Carla, you have the best agility, so you get the first action here.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What's your power pose first? We're all doing Charlie's Angel power poses.
Yes.
Power pose is just looking into the room. Is this Brene Brown? She stands with her hands on her hips. She's like, lean in, baby. Try to lean in. And she reaches for her any ammo gun. And yep. He wants to calm the space. So she wants to emit like essential oils for aromatherapy.
All right.
I don't know what smell though.
Go ahead and give me an attack roll.
Okay. One.
Oh, boy. okay, so you pull the weapon out, realize at kind of the last second that it's backwards, in the process of fixing it, manage to fire it directly at your feet. There's a massive roar from the weapon. It fires out an explosive shell directly at your feet. Unfortunately, parts of Dodger kind of fly all over the place. It's pretty ugly, but it does smell like chamomile. Like it actually like it's a little bit soothing, a little calming. It's kind of nice. Like you see all the horror of one of your friends getting blown to pieces by her own ineptitude, but. You know, it could be worse. So, alas, that is the end of Dodger number two.
Wow. So, chamomile won't ever smell the same ever again.
It was a good try. John, you have the next best agility, so go ahead.
Okay. I got my laser helmet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to laser. So there's like one of the guys sees me punch the guy, knocks him to the ground. And then I'm guessing that he makes some sort of recognizable insult at me.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, oh, that's the first punch you've landed in 20 years, you know? And then my laser hat immediately turns to him and I'm like, what did you just say to me? What did you just say to me? No, seriously, what did you just say to me? What did you say to me? Tell me what you said to me. And then the laser fires off, and I rolled a 17.
Okay, so this guy opens his mouth in order to respond in kind. Say what you want about these guys, but they are pretty good talkers. That's basically all they're good for. But as he opens his mouth, laser straight into his mouth, out the back of his head, he drops as well. You don't ever get to hear what his witty retort was, though, so that's always going to bother you. Just a little bit to the end of your days, but still pretty satisfying to see this guy go down. Sexy Mikey, you're up next.
Now I start doing a little Muhammad Ali shuffle and I'm like, woohoo! Shouldn't have opened your mouth, should you, bitch?
So my sexy pose first, my battle pose, you know, like in Bruce Almighty, that Jim Carrey film, where he like goes like this and like his clothes come off. So the top part, mine will just be like the top part of the suit coming off. And then like, you know, like in Sailor Moon, when like you jump in the air, when she like is in the air kind of thing and her like pigtails kind of spin around her. So like the rest of the bodysuit's like spinning around him. And then this will lead direct. What a seamless transition. It's going to go right into my battle thing, which will be just shooting everybody with like a variety of nip guns.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Your power pose. You're like, you know, it's sort of like Bruce Almighty mixed with Sailor Moon. You guys get that, right? You guys understand what I mean when I say that?
Those things that we all know so well.
You know?
You guys know. You get it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So I'm assuming you don't have 8 dice handy there.
An 8? I sure do. I've got this whole box.
Do you have 8 D20s handy there?
Oh, 8
all
of the
nipple weaponry. So
no, but I've got 5 of these, whatever these are. You want me to roll them all?
Sure, why not? Why don't you roll every die you've got handy there?
Okay. Hell yeah.
Okay. So I rolled a 1.
Okay.
A 5.
Okay.
A 7.
Yeah.
A 60?
A 60?
A 7?
Yeah.
A 3 and a 4. That was a bad hand. That sucked.
So, aside from the 60, which kind of makes up for a lot of the...
Sure. Yeah.
So for the 60, I'm going to say that your flamethrower... one of your flamethrowers, I should point out, there's actually multiple flamethrowers involved here.
Thank you.
One of them rakes across, four of these guys, sets their beards on fire. So they go down screaming like it is the worst fate that they could possibly imagine. For the rest of those rolls, mostly inaccurate fire goes spraying out in every corner. There's, boxes lighting on fire here. the table kind of collapses in the middle. One of the Kyles goes down with a shot in the center of his forehead. It's fine. There's another one. It's no big deal.
Right.
We have a spare. I'm going to say that was Kyle 8 that caught a bullet there. Mostly just makes a mess of things. Probably someone else should get hurt. I'm going to say Boulder, one of your feet. You get a shot in one of your feet. So
I don't need it. I don't need it. I got the lamp.
Okay,
I'm good. Natural crutch.
So the whole scene is just considerably more apocalyptic at this point. What with multiple fires going on, broken furniture, a dead Kyle, which always changes the ambiance of any situation. So, and at this point, the commies are finally stirred into action. As you would expect from a revolutionary committee, it's not very effective. They're mostly running around in lots of different directions. A couple of them pick up chairs and make attacks on you. Let's see how they do. Two, 5, and a 7. So they're mostly hitting each other with chairs.
That's right.
They're grabbing each other's shirts and jackets and screaming that it's each other's fault that this is going on. Just all the things you might expect from folks like this. It's not a very effective response, all things considered. So who's next? Boulder's next.
Okay. I'm going to, my power pose, I'm going to take some of the blood / oil from where Dodger's body fell, my most recent best friend, like smear it underneath my eyes.
Oh my God.
And then I'm going to put the lamp like in between my leg. Because I guess I only really got one left, and have it like hang out real sexy. And I'm going to say, "A pebble, play Proud to Be an American trap remix." I assume he has like an MP3 player or something.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Dope. And then I'm going to find whoever's the biggest looking of the commies.
Sure.
And just like run in, swing the lamp overhead, and like try to peer one imports, bring this bitch down the center of his skull.
Okay. Go ahead and make the attack roll.
I rolled an 11.
All right. You're actually pretty good with primitive melee weapons. And I'm going to say a lamp probably counts as that. So it just cracks him right in the middle of the skull and he goes down like a sack of potatoes.
Hell yeah.
Now I'm trying to make a revolutionary potential joke here, but
goes down like a bag of hammers and sickles.
There you go. Thanks. okay. So Stefan, we're up to Kyle 7 at this point.
And what, there's one Kyle left, right?
Well, for now, yeah.
Okay.
We'll see what happens.
Okay. My pose is, I had sort of planned one out for both Kyles, so I'm going to do it anyway. And I'm going to kind of go like back to back, like arms crossed, but it's like it's just me. And I kind of look back like, well, where's the other me, you know? But I'm like... Okay. And then I find the other Kyle's body. Mm-hmm. And my plan is, originally the plan was going to be, I was going to like submarine someone where one Kyle kneels down behind a guy and I shove him over and then he kind of goes head over heels. I'm going to do that anyway, but just with the other Kyle's corpse.
So you're going to drag it over behind someone and then
yes.
try it?
Okay. That's correct. Yeah.
Great. All right. Yeah. Boy. I'm going to rule that as a... I'm going to say you have to make a... Let's make a fast talk roll first to see if you get the setup.
Okay. Is that a D20?
Yeah.
Okay. 19.
Okay. Yeah. So, your target kind of looks at you a little bit baffled as you drag the corpse over. But apparently he's just assuming that that this is just some sort of weird ritual that you have and doesn't think anything of it. So now you can go ahead and make your shove attack.
17.
Well, I work just to perfection. You all see this bit kind of coming from a million miles off, but the hapless commie does not. He gets shoved. He goes head over heels. He begins squawking about about you being a class traitor, Kyle. You're not, you don't feel too bad about that. So, but he goes down, he sort of stumbles and sort of gets, well, let's say he gets knocked unconscious too. These guys are pretty disposable. So we're back around to the top. And at this point, they're starting to run. There's another door other than the one you came through. These guys are all heading towards that door and starting to run out of the room here. Meanwhile, at the same time, Dodger number 3 walks into the door you came in along with Kyle's 9 and 10.
God damn it.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. You know, like a Hydra where every time you cut off one of its heads to replace it? Yeah. So we're up to Kyle's 7, 9, and 10 are currently operational at the moment.
We're dangerously close to that Kyle's having quorum, like being able to outvote us on any policy matters.
Okay, so I think we're up to Dodger. So at this point, let me set the scene after that round of combat. There's a bunch of fires in various places, including both communists and stuff being on fire. The table's broken. Most of the chairs have been destroyed because they've been hit on various people. There's 7 or 8 of these guys that are down. I'm not sure it really matters how many exactly. And the rest of them are getting up and beginning to run for the exits. So, Dodger, what are you going to do?
Oh, I think you're muted.
Dodger comes into the scene and takes in all the chaos. She sees all the fires. She sees people running for the exit. And she runs over to block off the exit and is like, oh, no, no. You can't leave unless you tell me who painted the message upstairs, and holds up the paint chip that she collected.
Okay. No one is claiming responsibility for any of this. They're a little busy fleeing for their lives.
She then takes out her kitchen mallet. Mallet?
Yeah,
she says,
sure, why not?
Okay, yeah. Well, we could do this the easy way or the hard way. I'm going to smash some fingies if I don't get some answers.
Not fingies.
Fingies.
Getting on Dodger's bad side might be the most bad of all the various options.
Apparently, yeah.
I'm not real comfortable with that. One of the guys in the back sort of screeches to a stop, horrified, just yells, "Fingies!" and then begins running again.
Dodger, here's this guy. Yeah, fingies, and I'm coming for you. She chases after him. Okay. grabs a hold of his right hand and then places it down on the table and then goes and thwacks his index finger.
Grim. All right. Let me try to pull away here. Well, he rolled a 4 to try to get away from you. So unfortunately, his sort of combination of abject terror and mockery slowed him down enough that you caught him and you bash his finger with your kitchen mallet, which is a thing. I think they call them meat tenderizers.
Actually. Meat tenderizer, thank you.
Wow, it really is. That's just nasty. He begins yelling and screaming. He's claiming he knows nothing about that he doesn't have anything to do with it. Oh God, please don't kill him. He'll tell you anything. So you have a captive. Congratulations. John, what are you doing?
I'm going to imagine that Pebble is like Alexa, and I'm going to be like, and I'm like, yeah, shocked here, because I'm now in an MDMA valley and not a Coke peak right now.
Okay.
And I'm like, Pebble, play Crazy Bitch by Buckcherry.
So he's busy playing that Trap remix that was requested earlier. I'm not sure that he's going to respond to someone who isn't Boulder. So let me take a roll to see what he does. No, he's actually just going to shoot you the finger, John, wow, and continue playing. What was it? Proud to be American Trap remix, I believe, yeah, is what he, yes, played.
But yeah. Upon hearing this, can I look at Pebble and say, "Hey, play a mashup of Proud to be an American and Crazy Bitch"?
Oh God. Yeah, he'll do that, I guess.
Hell yeah.
I gotta say, the atmosphere in this room is really, it's really fucked. The things are on fire.
It's a Brooklyn DSA after hours.
There's whatever unholy, is it music even that Pebble's pumping out here? We got Carla torturing a dude over in the corner. Like, yeah. This is pretty grim stuff.
I'm back on my Coke peak, and I am loving this music. I am just like, this is the best song I've ever heard. This song is insane. And honestly, Pebble, I'll be honest. I didn't like that you didn't play my song, but you are very brave showing your finger around Dodger like that. This is getting crazy in here. I can't believe it. Oh my God. I feel so good. And I'm just ignoring combat in this round, and yep, I'm doing a Coke dance, sure, and I'm just going to roll for whether or not my teammates are impressed by this dance or annoyed by it.
All right. Go ahead. Lay it on us. What do you got? Okay.
12.
You know, I'm going to count that as an intimidation attempt, which you're pretty good at.
Damn right.
I mean, I don't think it's anything else. So, yeah, you got to say, the rest of you are impressed isn't quite the right word. Let's go with aghast at sort of this dance. But you can't help but be at least a little bit impressed by
She's a
by
crazy bitch. I'm singing along while I'm dancing at this point.
Of course. Yeah, I think we all pictured that. Sexy Mikey, you're up next.
Hey, I noticed the chaos, but I don't, yes, care because I'm pitching a new song to one of the bearded guys. Yeah, I give him some MDMA. We're really hitting it off. The song that I'm pitching is called Death to the Computer, and I'm trying to incorporate, like, you know, real life events. So Mikey's kind of in this, like, weird MDMA, like, oh, my
kind
childhood and, like,
here.
Yeah, useless. However, the guy that he's talking to is, like, yeah, really encouraging. Like, yeah, man, sure, you got to get this song out. So Mikey's like, he thinks he's going to have a big comeback within the next, when this is over, essentially. Right. That's where he's at.
Cool. Cool. All right. Yeah, that definitely fits with everything else going on. So at this point, it's now the commies' turn. Again, they're streaming for the exits. Several of them have already gotten out the door. Rest of the group is sort of they've sort of massed at the exit, but they're shoving each other out of the way to try to get through the door first and not making a lot of progress at this point. Boulder?
Okay. Boulder's gonna leap onto, like, whatever the conference table was at the center of it, if it's not currently completely engulfed in flames.
Right.
And I'm gonna shout to the mass that's at the door. I'm going to hold up my lamp and shout to the mess that's at the door. There's no escaping the computer. We don't want to hurt you. Surrender now. And no more blood needs to be spilled. And I'll use my empathy superpower to, like, tap into their fear and try to make it seem like I'm a really reasonable, compassionate arm of the computer.
So give me a mutant power roll.
I rolled a 14 for mutant power.
All right. And then give me an oratory roll.
Okay. Oratory is a 5.
All right.
So, stop.
you shouldn't run. So your soothing mental power reaches out and touches them, and they turn and are listening to you talk. But your speech itself is not really, it's not really changing any hearts or minds here, but they have paused and have turned to look at you and they're listening, and for the moment have ceased trying to run through the door.
Cool. So, I think narratively, I like get their attention, and then as I'm about to speak, I see Dodger smashing a thingy, and I'm like, stop, ooh, and I'm like, I start driving and cannot finish. Just, like, overwhelmed by it.
All right. We're now up to the gang of Kyle here. So you've got three Kyles here. What do you got?
Right now we're doing, you know, like that game where it's like odds and evens, you do like the rock, paper, scissors thing, but it's like one or two,
right?
Or nothing. We're doing that to figure out who is going to kill themselves. Cause I think we want to see like, okay, are we going to get three Kyles this time if we kill one? So we do that. Kyle 9 is the odd one out. And the way he's going to try and kill himself is by running headfirst into the wall as hard as possible.
Oh my gosh.
What does this message say as he does this?
This rocks. Do I have to roll to see if he dies?
You know, I can't decide what would be funnier here. I think you should have to roll. I think there's a chance you're going to fail to kill yourself. Yeah.
All right. 14.
No, yeah, that's good enough. Yeah, Kyle 9, he just runs full force into the wall, like some kind of jackass stunt, but much less ambitious, and just caves his dome in. He falls to the ground. The other Kyles look at him with sadness, with curiosity, maybe. the rest of the
well, their belts all say that did rock.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I assume you broadcast that. Like,
yeah.
I guess that goes to that question.
Yeah.
The communists who had paused to look back towards Boulder and were unimpressed by his speech, they saw that performance and they cannot fathom what could possibly be going on at this point. This is not what they expected from their neighborhood meeting today. So. End of the round, and hold on, I need to update my notes that 9 is gone here, but 11 and 12 show up.
Oh!
Yes.
So, we're up to 7, 10, 11, and 12. There's now 4 Kyles at this point. And we're back around to the top. So, Carla, are you continuing to torture your guy here?
Oh, yeah. Dodger has just kind of been thinking about what finger to take next. But then she kind of turns to this gentleman here and she goes, maybe I should move on from fingies and see if any piggies want to squeal, huh? Oh,
God, horrible. He is... squealing as much as it is possible to squeal. He begins babbling out that everything that's been going on here has been their fault. They've been reprogramming as many things as they can get a hold of. They have been trying to put anti-computer messages in things. They have been crank calling the residents of the residential block to give them anti-computer propaganda. They have been printing newspapers and leaving them in the bathrooms. Everything. It's all their fault. Please, just leave him alone. He'll do whatever you tell him to do.
Okay. She, then, you know, she's gripping this guy. She's like, oh, you're lucky. And then she turns around and looks at Durr, goes, Durr! I got someone here.
Stop doing the piggy thing, please.
Okay, so I guess that counts as progress towards figuring this stuff out. John, what does Champ do?
Champ is now he's in a real valley. He's in a come down period from both of these, from the coke and the MDMA. The coke's starting to wear off. The MDMA is still going strong, but it's a weird mix of a come down from MDMA. Or sorry, a come down from coke, but then also the vibe of the MDMA. And so he just is really saw what Dodger did and is not affected like Boulder is. He's actually got a lot of ideas. So he turns to Dodger and he's like, Dodger. That was really cool what you did there. You got that information from that guy. And you cook really well, you know? And I just can't help but think that, like, you're kind of hot a bit.
Is yeah. That- no. No, 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 no,
no. No, you're just a little.
Kind of starts backing away. No, 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 no.
Champ, watch out for your piggies, man.
I haven't felt the touch of a woman since my last victory in 1994. They called it the Rumble in the Jungle, but really it was just a fight in a rainforest cafe. And I'll tell you, sleeping with the waitress after the fight was not all it was cracked up to be. So, Dodger, I don't know. I'm just thinking. You keep saying no, and I respect that, and I respect consent, but also maybe just think about it. And then I just sort of pass out like onto Dodger, and then I wake up suddenly, and then I'm like, oh shit! Ah, and then I just start swinging wildly because I'm kind of in the midst of all these commie guys. So I just start like I'm now confused and I'm just like swinging.
Okay. Yeah. So the flailing around causes, you know, some bruising and some knocks, but doesn't really take anyone out at the moment. Okay. So let's go to Sexy Mikey.
So at this point, Sexy Mikey, you know, MDMA just doesn't hit the way it used to. He's fine. And he's noticing all this chaos and he's like, oh, but I have something for this.
Oh boy.
And he pulls out on the other side, not where his big bag of coke was. On this side, there is a small, you know, the movie Frozen. Okay. So they have frozen Ziploc bags. So he has a little frozen Ziploc bag of ketamine. So what I'd love for him to do, and I'll roll for it. Okay. If I can put like a pile of ketamine in my hand and just blow it on the crowd, because he doesn't want to hear it anymore. It's too much. He's almost done writing his song, Death to the Computer, which is going to get him back on the map. So he's ready to move. It's a banger.
That's right.
That's the thing. Anyhow.
Okay. So go ahead and roll to see if you can dose the crowd here.
Okay. 12.
You know, I'm going to say sure. The crowd, which was already... Let's see, they were already distracted by the empathy powers. They were sort of staring open-mouthed at torture and then, you know, Kyle doming himself on the wall. So they were kind of standing there just like agape at all this and therefore pretty easy target for an airborne drug attack. So they're all gone at this point.
Yeah.
But there were a few folks who made it through the door, and you hear some ominous sounding noises from the room next door. So, are you all going to head into the next room?
Oh yeah,
we'd love nothing more.
All right. So the room next door, there's let's say three of these guys that have escaped in here, and the room that they're in is clearly part of the physical plant of the building. It's mostly, you know, pipes and you know, pumps and things like that that are taking care of the needs of the building. And right smack in the center is what can only be a giant bomb, right? You've all seen, you know, crappy Bond movies and things where there's some bomb that needs to be diffused at the minute. It's got colored wires coming out of it, and it's got a big countdown clock right on the side that says 5 minutes and it's counting down. So the three guys who came in here begin cackling. They say, there's no way for you to stop it. We're going to destroy this place. Lots of demonic, you know, crazed laughing at that. You do hear the word praxis again.
No! Sorry. We still didn't learn what it meant. I'm a little bit flustered.
No, probably won't. So I guess, Boulder, you were probably first through the door based on where I think everyone's position was. So what is your reaction to all this?
Okay. It hits Boulder that this giant Praxis thing is going to blow up. And there's really not a lot that my crew of drugged up idiots can do about it. So I think I have this, I think he has this moment of like awareness that there are rats all over this residential district.
Absolutely.
And he just closes his eyes and tries to use his power as much as he can and just says, so like, let's out to the world, rats, if you can feel this, you need to get as far away from this spot as you can. Just run. Like, I think he's accepted that he can't stop this and just wants in his final moments to protect his rat friends in the area. And he's just like, get the fuck out of here.
All right. Go ahead and give me a roll for your mutant power.
I rolled a 5. Sorry, rats.
Well, so it doesn't quite cover the whole building, but, you know, given the intensity of the message, definitely you can feel at least some of the rodent population running out of here. So, Kyle's, 4 of you at this point. What are you all up to now?
What color are the wires on the bomb?
Whole bunch of every color you can imagine.
Okay, and we're infrared, right? That's what we're wearing.
You're reds.
We're reds. Yeah. I would like to rip out the red wire. I think that makes a lot of logical sense.
Sure. That makes total sense.
And there's 4 of us, so we'll rip out 4 of them just to be safe.
Right. Makes good sense. Go ahead and roll a d20 to see if the bomb goes off. Right.
Okay. Hey, first, let me just ask what everyone else thinks about this. Just kidding. let's see. I rolled a 15.
That's pretty good. So instead of the bomb going off right away, it just loses 2 minutes off the counter. So now it's, well, there's probably been about 10 seconds, so it's about 250 left on the counter.
How are there more of you, but you somehow got stupider?
That's what we wanted, right? We want the clock to go down, right?
Yeah, that's right. Definitely.
Yeah, okay. All right.
It's not New Year's Eve, Kyle.
Dodger, you're up.
Dodger, thinks for a moment. She sees all these colored wires. And then she reaches in her pocket again to look at the paint chip.
Yeah.
And then sees that there's, you know, a pattern of colors on here and tries to snip the colors that match the paint chip. Rainbow.
All right. Sure. Why don't you give me a roll here? Okay.
Carla is this party's one brain cell trying its best.
Yeah.
Complete and objective.
Kind of hit my strudel, but it's a 10.
I think the strudel is fine. Yeah, so another minute falls off of the clock. We're down to about 1:45 at this point. Jamp, what are you up to?
So I'm really on the verge of passing out, but I turn to Boulder and I'm like, so wait a sec. I had this fight back in 1981 and there was a bomb threat before the fight and it was crazy. And they actually brought in this robot. Now in 1981, you can imagine robot was huge, big. I mean, I would have never wanted to fight it, but it defused the bomb because that's what they have. They have bomb defusing robots. Does Pebble have that type of programming in him? And then I pass out.
I just turn his body around like a mice and men and say, yeah, tell me about the fight. Tell me about the fight, champ.
And so that's all. So I give that one last piece of information to the group and then I pass out.
All right. Sexy Mikey, what are you up to?
Sexy Mikey is still trying to wrap his brain around a couple things. What does Praxis mean? But most importantly, he asks Boulder, and then does the hand thing from the last previous episode because they are buds and they love each other.
Yeah.
I really love that speech you made. I'm wondering if I can use that as the bridge to my banger song. Word for word, I will credit you. Like he's in song mode, guys. Like, sorry, he's useless. We thought he was useless before. This guy put his career before all of you. Yeah, that's so he's just asking Boulder, like, hey, I know this is like not a great time, but I'd love to use those.
You know what? Yes, under one condition.
Anything.
I want Pebble to have a rap verse near the end of your song.
Little Sexy Mikey just like starts crying. That's the best idea. He know he could feel his fame coming back. He like slowly starts to zip up his suit. Like he's like, oh, okay, I'm more than my little nips. Now I've got this big song. He says, yes, 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 of course. And then, yeah, he pulls out one of his cell phones. Yeah, he's not part of this anymore, guys. Sorry, sorry. Out. He's like, this is it. Do you want me to do a battle thing? Because I could.
No, I think we all know where this is headed. So I'm going to give Durr and the Kyles one last go here before our countdown hits bottom. So
yeah,
Boulder, what's your last go here?
I think I'm going to sit. I think I'm going to sit next to Champ, who's passed out. And like kind of have Pebble on my lap so that Pebble can like get his, I wanted to get like a clean take of his verse down, and I'm kind of like swaying a bit like a metronome in the background, like suddenly very proud. And I think I'm just in my last moments, I'm just using my empathy power to let all of my surviving teammates know that I had a really good time doing this with you all. And no matter what happens, I have, well, 1, 2, 3, and then the 4, the 7 new friends, more friends than I had at the start of this. And really, aww, that's all that matters in the end. And I'm just using my last turn to empathy power vibe with everyone and like say thanks for the journey.
All right. I'm not even going to make you roll for that. You feel connected. You all feel connected. And Kyles, what are you all up to?
We've got a plan. We've been discussing this the whole time. What if we flip the countdown clock upside down?
Wow. That's amazing.
Then it's counting up.
That's a good point.
Yep.
All right.
4 of us figured that out.
So, yeah. So the Kyles, they carefully turn the bomb over. The 4 of them are able to lift it. Triumphantly, they step back and view their handiwork. Just as the clock counts down to 0. So they are the first to die in the explosion.
Counts up to 0.
Counts up to 0. My apologies. Yeah. Whereupon the bomb goes off, destroying the residential block and, of course, killing all of the folks that are there. So when you all awaken again, when your next clones are active, you all are inside of the debrief room at this point. So that's Champ number 6, Dodger and Sexy Mikey and Boulder number 4. And interestingly, there's only one Kyle Cheeseburger here.
Wow.
So Kyle 13 is here, but there's not a whole bunch of
Kyle
other...
Kyle 13.
Yeah, I know. So, and you've got a very stern looking man here, standing here, ready to scream at you and call you complete dipshits for blowing up an entire residential block.
Who the fuck are you, freaks? How dare you interrupt me while I'm manipulating myself? So what are your names here?
I'm the captain. I'm Boulder. This is my crew.
Your names. What are your names? That's all I want here.
I'm Little Sexy Mikey.
Kyle. I'm Kyle Cheeseburger.
Dodger Dang.
And I assume you know who I am, but I'll.
No, are you? That's why I want your name.
Okay, rude. I guess you're not a boxing fan. Anyway, most people know. It doesn't matter. I'm Timothy Champ Stamp.
Well, you all really fucked up, huh? Especially the cheeseburger guy.
I mean, I tried my best. We tried our best.
Yeah, well, they had some great ideas.
Yeah.
You think they had some great ideas?
We turned the bomb upside down at the end there?
Yeah, that's the dumbest shit I've heard in my life.
just a fantastic debrief. Thank you, Dan. Excellent work.
That's it? That's it? That's the whole debrief? I mean, I would love to debrief on how Boulder really didn't take my idea that Pebble might be a bomb-defusing robot. We really didn't think that was worth a try.
Hey, and that's the second dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life.
It looks like the guy who's yelling it, it looks like he's been debriefing when we got in here. You know what I mean?
That's a good point.
Because he said he was jacking off, I think, is what he said.
I was manipulating myself.
Yeah. That's right. He was debriefed. Yeah.
So... as this discussion is going on, you all hear a noise from outside the briefing room, and it's extremely, extremely alarming.
What's up, food freaks?
What's up, food freaks?
What's up, freaks?
What's up, food 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 freaks?
So,
oh, what's up, food freaks?
Am I back? Am I back on coke? What's happening?
So the briefing room door bursts inward. A massive crowd of Kyle's cheeseburger break in. Complete chaos ensues. The entire sector is overrun with Kyles that are invading into every area, exploding everything that can be exploded, eating every bit of food that's not nailed down. The entire sector is just rendered completely, completely uninhabitable. The problem is eventually solved. The high programmer notices that the cloning vats have gone completely berserk and turns them off and on again, which does eventually prevent the Kyles from reproducing quite as quickly. And eventually the Kyles are disposed of by the simple introduction of the Ebola Royale cheeseburger, which no one besides Kyle is stupid enough to order. And it does eventually clean up the problem, but the sector itself is devastated, like the stupidest plague of locusts that has ever happened. And that is where your party leaves the world of Alpha Complex. You have completely destroyed a sector through the power of your own stupidity, and especially Kyle Cheeseburger's stupidity. So congratulations. Good work.
Yay! So fun.
I mean, I think we can agree we got what we deserved.
Yes, sure did.
Yeah, especially Kyle.
Yeah. Plague of Kyle.
Josh, thank you so much.
Yeah,
that was so much fun.
Wow, what an ending from Josh. Thank you to producer Dan for that great cameo. And a lot of you may not know this, but he did get in character and was manipulating himself right before he started talking. So that was very cool. Thank you, everybody, for participating in this. Josh, again, phenomenal job. Thanks to Carla, Raquel, and Carlos. It's been a pleasure having you three on the show. It's been so much fun. I guess also thanks to Stefan. I don't know. Great work. No, it's this has been super fun. This is the second time we've done some sort of role playing game, and we've had a blast both times. So thanks everybody for listening. Thanks for donating. We appreciate you. And we'll just see you back here in the new year. And hope you have a great new year, great time, and 2022 onwards and upwards. Thanks everybody.
Thanks everyone.
Goodbye.
Bye, I love you.
Food freaks.
Don't put that in.
Bye.